Hello, Marlins fans, and welcome to this edition of Big Fish Small Pod for April 30th, Tuesday on 2024. And if you are new to the Small Pod, here we like to give you all the information about the Marlins for that particular day all season long in 10 minutes or less. And as always, Marlins fans, Big Fish Small Pod is presented by MPT College Consulting. As always, you could check them out at mptcollegeconsulting.com for all your college consulting needs. And Marlins fans, I will be continuing my series on what is happening so far with top Marlins prospects to start the 2024 season. Last episode you could check out was on Noble Meyer and his struggles so far this season. And now we're going to go ahead and talk about the number two prospect in the Marlins organization. And maybe even for some people, the way he's been performing so far in 2024 could be the number one prospect in some people's eyes. And that is Thomas White, the lefty in the same draft class as Noble Meyer, the 19-year-old.
It's done.
Connor McDavid, it's not real.
The goal of the year.
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations forgotten. The history.
Vegas Golden Knights.
History.
Win.
We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
And with Thomas White, the way he's been performing so far this season, he really got off to a really good start. Struggled a bit on April 19th, where we will get into later on in the podcast. And just a few days ago, had a really good start against the Blue Jays, going five innings there, lowering his ERA, and overall easily had the best start of his young professional career. But with Thomas White, very interesting prospect there. Could top out at 98 miles an hour, excuse me for that. But just really good prospect pedigree for Thomas White. I believe he can easily be the number one overall prospect for the Marlins, if not by the end of this season, the way he's been progressing, what really he showed last game. And you really also look at the amount of innings he's progressing and progressing and progressing, getting more innings, going 97 miles an hour, 96, just with the amount of pitch types he also has, his sinker, his fastball, his changeup, different kinds of breaking balls. Thomas White, I believe, could be a very good player for the Marlins in the future. But as of right now, still very young, but it is trending in the right direction. Let's go ahead and look at some of his game logs. We can look at his best start of his career, and then we can look at maybe one that really wasn't the best, maybe his worst start. Let's go ahead and look at the best. Let's look at what just happened on April 26th against the Blue Jays. He went five innings, allowed four hits, only one earned run, only walked one batter, and struck out nine. The most he struck out in his career. He had first game six and four, five, nine. So he is striking out batters and very well as also for Thomas White. And again, going to his last start, he threw 80 pitches. So five innings, 80 pitches. Very, very good. What you want to see from a young player there. He only threw three type of pitches, just working in these types. For him, he threw fastball 41 times, changeup 17, and slider 22 times. So working in these kinds of pitches, not seeing a sinker or anything like that there. And you look at his fastball. His fastball was incredible, topping at 97.2 miles an hour. Just the averages on that were very well for him. You look at his changeup, averaging around 86, max of 88. Men of 85 for Thomas White. Really good there. What he's just been providing for the Marlins and that department has just been incredible for him. Just he's been kind of like sitting or averaging around 95.6, almost 96 miles per hour, and his fastball, again, for a 19-year-old, is incredible to see from Thomas White. His slider has, again, been very well for him. And another thing from Thomas White is he's just been very good in terms of locating the ball. Sometimes he might not be the greatest, but he's been really improving on that aspect, really trying to limiting walks, throwing pitches inside the zone, and just throwing these balls that are getting guys to strike out. Batters struck out, swung at 38 of Thomas White's pitches, which is very good to see. Multiple pitches outside the zone for Thomas White, which batters are swinging at, which is, again, very good to see. A lot of them inside the zone, but really for Thomas White, it's been very good to see batters swing outside the zone for him. And just as well, 31 strikes, you had around 24 times they caught contact, but that wasn't too bad. They were hit out 4 times, only allowed 4 base hits, and hit foul 16 times. Very good numbers from Thomas White on this start. Just really good to see, not allowing any runs at all. 1 earned run. You take that when a guy is going 5 innings and giving you 80 pitches of 9 strikeout work. So that was easily his best start for Thomas White. And you want to go to his worst start? I would go with the one right before that one on April 19th. 4 innings, 8 hits, 6 runs, 4 earned runs. He had no walks, but he did strike out 5, which is very good to see there from Thomas White. I would say that's his maybe worst start in terms of the amount of hits and the amount of earned runs. But you can also go to the start before that one when he gave up 4 walks as well to 3 earned runs. So you could say it was kind of back-to-back in terms of maybe not the greatest starts from Thomas White, but he was striking out guys and just helping out, not in terms of getting that maybe help that he maybe could have needed for those starts. But with Thomas White, again, we'll go into that April 19th start. On that one, he did throw 83 pitches, and he did see a nice mix of the fastball, but he really used the changeup and slider both 17 times. So he was really relying on that four-seam fastball. You could say maybe a little too much, just putting in the changeup and slider when it was very well needed. So is relying heavily, as we've seen so far in the fastball department, for Thomas White. His fastball, this was the highest that we've seen average-wise. Remember last time I mentioned 95.6. Not the best of starts, but still for this one, 95.9. Higher in that one, but just wasn't getting the effective outs that he needed that game. But overall, Thomas White, you know, you look at this game, I wouldn't say it was too much. I would say maybe pitches outside the zone, which really hurt him in that department. Just not what you wanted to see on that one. He also did on this one, he balked a couple times, which is not good. You want to see command, not 100%. He did avoid the walks, but in the zone, he was having trouble getting pitches inside the zone. A lot of stuff outside, which you want to see to be worked at. He really topped at 98 miles per hour again. Very good to see from Thomas White in that one. Also coming back from, again, not the greatest start before that, but now he is picking up steam. He is becoming the pitcher that the Marlins are really hoping for. He has potential to be even a future ace, just what we've seen so far from him. He has that stuff. He has that pedigree. I preferably like him a little more than Noble Meyer, just because what we've seen here is ability to top out 98. I for sure could get 99. Maybe he get to 100. We'll see how that happens. But as of right now, the way he's effectively getting these outs, he's not walking as much now. If he can limit those 4 walks, if he can go somewhere maybe 2-3, maybe striking out guys using that changeup, using that slider, and really making sure his fastball is on top of his game. But again, you're going to have control issues as well. He is trying to get in that curveball and that changeup, again, where sometimes he's working 3 types of pitches. Maybe sometimes he's working all 5 to see how he can get that in there. But overall, the lefty, Thomas White, I think, is having a superb start to the season. Again, flaws, but when you're 19 pitching in professional baseball, you are going to see those flaws, and it's better to see it now than in the majors or when you're about to be called up. But overall, great to see from Thomas White this season. He is for sure my, in my for me, my number one prospect in the Marlins system. But that's going to do it for me for this episode of Big Fish Small Pod. As always, we go fish, and we are presented by MPT College Consulting. You can check them out at mptcollegeconsulting.com. Thank you. Go fish.